You're listening to a program of Chamber Music of France on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michel. Germaine Taillefer regarded herself primarily as an artisan who wrote optimistic, accessible music as a release from the difficulties of her private life. I think that's a very realistic assessment of herself. There is a place for such music, and Taillefer's music is certainly worth a listen. She lived from 1892 to 1983. She began composing as a very young girl. With her mother's tutoring and support, and against her father's wishes, she entered the Paris Conservatory when she was only 12 years old. As a pianist protégé with an amazing memory, she won numerous prizes. She studied orchestration with Ravel. In her counterpoint class at the conservatory, she met Georges Auric, Arthur Honegger, and Darius Milhaud. Eric Satie was so impressed with her two-piano piece that he christened her his musical daughter. She eventually became the only woman in the group Les Six when it formed in 1920. However, her acclaim did not last long. Two unhappy marriages, to a caricaturist and then to a lawyer, proved a drain on her creative energies, as did her continual financial problems. Her sense of artistic insecurity prevented her from promoting herself properly. Nevertheless, she continued to compose prolifically and teach until the end of her life. We're going to hear an early work of Taillefer, her string quartet. The first two movements were composed in 1917 and were performed separately. The finale was added to the first two movements in 1919. The piece is dedicated to the pianist Arthur Rubinstein. The Parisi Quartet performs.